Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Everton with Tony Scott from the Liverpool Echo. Morning, Scotty.
Good morning, Steve.
Right, it seems to get worse, doesn't it? I'll read you one of these headlines here. Doesn't look like the Europa League trophy will be coming to Goodison any time, or the Dad of the Year award. I think all Evertonians will get that this morning, won't they?
They will. But do you know what, Steve? I've been very critical about Everton over the last couple of weeks and the way they've been playing. It's been boring, predictable, laboured, same formation. But that went against the grain last night. And I spoke to a lot of fans outside and we're doing fan cameras, got to be online late. And a lot of them were in the same perception of, do you know what, that was totally the opposite of what they've been serving up lately. Now, a lot of fans have been pointing the finger at Ronald Koeman, and rightly so over the last couple of months. It hasn't been good enough. Obviously, harsh words have been said, like there's been no width, they've been playing sideways, there's no passion, there's no effort, the same formation, the atmosphere's flat, and Sean and number 10s need to play wingers. Well, that was the total opposite yesterday. They played with width. They didn't play sideways. They went forwards. The passion was there. The effort was there. It wasn't the same formation. The atmosphere was bouncing. And there was no Rooney and Sigurdsson, so they weren't no Shawana number 10s. And he was playing wingers. In fact, there was three wingers on the pitch at one time. So I just think what that showed yesterday, and it was interesting, you got one or two boos at the whistle, which you're going to get. Yeah, I get that. But the God Street applauded them players off the pitch last night, because when they got beat. And it was interesting. And I just stayed for after the whistle, because obviously you want to see the reaction from the fans before I go out and do fan cam. And then I pounced to the gratitude, and the lads were getting applauded off. So that just shows you that effort's still there. And I just think, do you know what? They got 15 shots on goal yesterday. A third of them were on target. And I just think that's a far cry from what has been saved up at Everton this season. Yet, the first 8-9 games haven't been good enough. I get all of that. But yesterday, I can't have a go at that Everton team. And Ronald Koeman for yesterday, I'm sorry, but I can't.
I wonder if it's a corner turned. You said the atmosphere was bouncing, so there was pretty unanimous or universal support, was there, for the manager as well as the team?
Yes, well, obviously for the team. And when the players put in effort like that, that just goes to show you that you get, obviously, you hear rumours that he's lost the dressing room. But that was the total opposite. I look at Martinez as the last days as Everton manager. Sunderland 3-0 away from home. Liverpool 4-0. Leicester 3-1. Them three games, the players were going through the motions. They were strolling around the pitch with their heads down. You could see that he'd lost the dressing room completely. That performance last night was the total opposite. They were running through brick walls for them. And I just think, do you know what? A couple of full-back situations and Everton win that game. If Baines and Coleman played last night, they win that game. I just think they created a lot of chances, considering Leon had a very good side and considering Everton has a lot of good players out. I just think, do you know what? I wouldn't throw this out on Ronald Koeman just yet. I think these next three games are pivotal. I get that. Arsenal in the Premier League on Sunday, Chelsea in the Carabao Cup during the week, then you've got Leicester next weekend in the league. And I just think, if you need any distraction when you're looking at, then I've seen a lot of fans voice their opinion on Ronald Koeman. Yeah, everyone's entitled to their opinion. But I just think you need to have a look at the replacements on offer. And according to bookmakers, David Unsworth is the Red Hot favourite 4-1. No experience whatsoever. Can't be going in on the deep end like this for me. 4-1. Sam Allardyce, 8-1. Chris Coleman, 10-1. Sean Dyche, 11-1. Eddie Howe, 12-1. Jimmy Afeva. Them names, Howe, Dyche, Coleman, Unsworth, Allardyce. Seriously? No, I'm not having it. I think Ronald Koeman definitely deserves a couple of more games, because that performance yesterday, we're in any way situated with players who have lost the dressing room completely.
It's interesting how your opinion is swayed by those managerial names that are poised to be in the reckoning for it, though, isn't it? If it was Carlo Ancelotti or something like that, I think you'd have a far different tone or perception of the situation.
Well, Carlo Ancelotti was chased out of Bayern Munich, don't forget, a couple of weeks ago, because the training was just old and the rugged. Like, Paul Clement was taking the training sessions for Bayern Munich towards the start of last season. And when he left, I believe the training sessions went down. They're old school. And even Robin and Muller, they all came out and they went very public on it. Said, listen, this is terrible. And Bayern Munich's results were affected. Now, I just think Carlo Ancelotti's the last era of that manager, of that old school type of manager that doesn't get involved in the training sessions, but is an old school type of manager, the likes of an Alex Ferguson. I think Dame Zay's are over now. So I just look at the replacements on offer. And I just think that is not Everton Football Club. So I think we just need to give this manager a little bit more time. I get this. Don't forget, he spent £150 million in the summer and we're 8 games into the Premier League season. So what has got... if a replacement comes in, say for argument's sake, David Unsworth comes in, he may get a reaction for one or two games. I get that. But in the main, till January, he's going to have the same problem Ronald Koeman's got. There's no centre-forward. So it's just a matter of Everton could have Jose Mourinho or Pep Guardiola in charge. He's going to have the same problem until January. So it doesn't make sense. Let this lad try and get a couple of results on board and let's see where we go from there. Because I just think that performance last night, it went against the total grain of any manager who thinks he'd lost his job.
Did he look confident in himself when he spoke afterwards? He certainly spoke about having the backing of the board once again. That's the sort of thing managers say when their situation is a little bit sticky.
Yeah, obviously he's not soft, Steve. He's been around the block. You're looking at his CV in football and managing and playing on the pitch. And a lot of journalists were asking the questions at the press conference yesterday. And he just didn't look flustered at all. You can see, obviously, when he's going a bit more facial there and everyone's reading too much into that. But I just think, I looked at him in the press conference yesterday and he's just the same situation with what he's been in. He knows he's not soft. He's got to get results. He's getting paid £6 million a year. And he knows more than anything. He said pre-match, I know I've got the support in the back from Farhad Moshiri, but I know it's a results business. He knows better than anyone, Steve. This is a man. He's played the game at the highest level. Barcelona, European Cup winners, international winner. He's seen it, been there, seen it and done it. He knows more than anyone that it's a results business. I think he's confident he can turn this around. And yesterday was pivotal. And it showed that them players are fighting for the manager. I didn't see any engagement from what any fan would even disagree with that, because them players worked their socks off the wrong team yesterday. They worked the socks off for the manager, they worked the socks off for the team, and the fans responded to that. But now, how many times you get a situation where the team's struggling and they get applauded off the pitch for it being 2-1 down? I just think a lot of fans I spoke to, especially after the whistle yesterday, they were under the line that weren't a performance last night to situate that he'd be sacking the manager.
It still doesn't seem like he's got universal support. I'm looking at some of the tweets that are coming into us. Mark says if we do sack Koeman, he walks away. We're close to 20 million and the Holland national job. That's all right for him. Rob says, took time to reflect, but Koeman has to go. He may have Moshiri's support, but he's lost the fans and it's our club. Paul says, utter shambles, no excuses. In any business, the person in charge carries the can. I've seen enough time for him to go. Matty says, manager has aged 50 years. Owners have wasted millions and fans are now chinning opposition players.
Well, I think, obviously, you're reading tweets there, Steve, aren't you? And that's, I get social media plays a huge part in how you gauge football fans these days. I get that. But like to my dad, he's not on Twitter, he's not on Facebook, and he's in support of Ronald Koeman. He thinks he deserves a lot more time than he's been given. So I just think you need to weigh it up there. Like I spoke to the fans I interviewed yesterday, some of them were the older generation, some of the younger generation, some are female, some are male. It's just a different influx of Everton fans you're going to get. So I just think if you're looking at social media, there is a lot of negativity towards Ronald Koeman. But I think if you looked on the outside of it as well, people who aren't on social media, you're not going to get their opinion on it, are you? So I just think the ones that I spoke to yesterday, there was a lad yesterday we spoke to and he said, listen, I wanted Koeman out. I can't stand Ashley Williams. But you know what? Ashley Williams was immense last night. And then he also said, you know what? Ronald Koeman deserves a little bit more time there because one of my players graft up for him. So it just shows you one game can be pivotal. And I spoke to a couple of the lads yesterday as the game was going on. So that Ashley Williams moment, that could easily turn a game. Now, Arsenal, after that atmosphere yesterday, I don't think Arsenal fancy coming to Goodison now because Everton will be like a wounded animal. They need to get a result. They need to put a performance in. And Everton, if Everton can get a result on Sunday, they'd go into that Chelsea match with confidence. They'd go into that Leicester match with confidence. That wasn't yesterday. That display didn't show me anything. Anything as in what it had to do with Roberto Martinez's injuries.
Utter stupidity by Ashley Williams to start that brawl. I know what you're saying in terms of it might have sort of galvanised the crowd, but utter stupidity. The brawl that followed, obviously, subsequently, we see the pictures of the man holding a young child coming down to the front and trying to swing an arm out at the Lyon keeper. I think he connected with him. His face is all over the papers today. And it's a shame. It's a real shame, isn't it? I mean, it's embarrassing to see a grown football fan with a child run down and try and swing out. I mean, whether he had a child or not, but just having a child makes it even worse, doesn't it? Because there was others around him who also tried to lash out at the players as well. I mean, that is an embarrassment to the football club, Tony.
Oh, no, of course, Steve, but don't forget, this is sheer frustration.
There's no excuse for it, is there?
Oh, of course, I'm not making an excuse for it, Steve, but when you can't help human, if something's happening in front of you and for sheer frustration with what's happening in front of you, some people react differently, and I'm not supporting what I'm not condoning it by any sense of imagination. I'm not sticking up for what he's done. It was totally wrong and unacceptable. Everton will probably see the fine coming towards them. But when I look at it now, Steve, I was looking at the playing side, and Ashley Williams was stupid, but that was just sheer frustration because of the effort didn't match the result, what was happening. Obviously, they were 1-0 down, and they were playing really well. And I just think that just came from sheer frustration, and the crowd was getting anxious, and the tension, which I'm going to lead to when we're speaking about Arsenal now, because I'm certain that it's going to boil over again on against Arsenal on Sunday. I was having a look at the stats before. I think three of the last four Everton-Arsenal matches, there's been red cards in it. Koscielny, Jagielka and Barry. I just think it's an absolute certainty that there's going to be a red card on Sunday because there's too much tension in the air at Goodison Park and it can easily boil over. And as we've seen yesterday, it only takes one stupid foul or reaction from the referee, anything, and that's what happens.
So, red card at Goodison, Sunday, yeah?
Oh, I think it's an absolute certainty, Steve. I think it is an absolute certainty.
Do you want to name a player?
Oof. I think Wayne Rooney could have a yellow card in him, but I think they'll be really red. Don't forget, this is Wayne Rooney, who was 15 years ago this week, scored that goal as a 16-year-old that ended Arsenal's unbeaten run, didn't he? So, who did we play this week? And he was certain to be starting. He was rested yesterday, Wayne Rooney. So, and he's got an unbelievable record, by the way, as well. Wayne Rooney against Arsenal always scores past him. So I wouldn't put anyone off a bet, even being booked or even scoring Wayne Rooney. I think he'll play a pivotal role in whatever happens on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, and a quickie on the Liverpool game as well, of course, at Spurs.
Yeah, I do fancy Liverpool to get a result in this one. I think the big pitch will suit Liverpool. We've seen how they played at the Olympic Stadium against West Ham. A nice big pitch will suit Liverpool's style of play. Even though, we know how strong Tottenham are, but they are struggling at home, aren't they? But when Spurs play Liverpool, Liverpool have struck first in the last eight occasions. So if you a lot of lads out there are going to be having a bet, you're generalising picking Liverpool as a first goal scorer in this one. Last eight fixtures between the two sides, Liverpool score first. But a quick question, Steve. Since 2000, who's the most prolific scorer in the Tottenham-Liverpool fixture?
Is it a trick question? Are you going to say it's Jamie Carragher or something? Or own goals or something own like goals, that, are you? Is it own goals? Own goals. Caught you out. So, how many?
Five own goals have been scored in the fixture.
That's
worth a couple of quid. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.